Question from Satish Amiri Setti Prabhu. I read and heard that originally we are part and parcel of God. Is this before the creation of this universe? Why did God create this universe? Answer: no, we are part and parcels of Krishna eternally, even now. Mamai Vamsho Jiva Loke Jiva Bhuta Sanatana. In 15th chapter, 7th verse of the Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna describes that we are His Sanatana Amsha, His eternal parts. When we were in the spiritual world with Krishna, at that time we were aware that we are parts of Krishna. And now when we are here in this world, we have forgotten that we are parts of Krishna. But in both situations, we are parts and parcels of Krishna always. Now, why did God create this world? It is because we wanted to enjoy separate from Him. And God has given us free will by which we can try to enjoy separate from Him if we want to. Of course, because ultimately we can be happy only through the reciprocation of love, and Krishna is the supreme all-attractive person by reciprocating love with whom we get the supreme happiness. So when we try to love somebody other than Krishna by misusing our free will, then we create a situation of suffering for ourselves, because nobody can offer us as wonderful a relationship as Krishna. So therefore, when we come to this world, Krishna, because He respects our free will and He knows that genuine love is not possible without free will, He allows us to act according to our free will and provides this world as an arena for experimentation. In this world, we can try out various ways in which we struggle to enjoy in this world. And when we fail to enjoy after all our various struggles, then we start realizing that there must be some better way to live. And then we gradually get knowledge of scriptures. And when we get the knowledge of scriptures, we start reawakening our love for Krishna. We start redirecting our affection towards Krishna. And then the world becomes transformed from an arena for experimentation to an arena for rectification. So rectification means we learn to change our desires and redirect our love to Krishna. And when we become fully purified, then we return back to Krishna to be eternally happy with Him. So the world serves a dual purpose. First, of experimentation, by offering us various opportunities to enjoy in this world by forming relationships with different people, different objects, different hobbies, different activities. And when we get fed up realizing that these cannot make me happy, then the world offers us an arena for rectification, for redirecting our love for Krishna, and thereby reclaiming our right to eternal happiness through a loving relationship with Krishna. So it is for this dual purpose of experimentation and rectification of our desires that Krishna has created this world. Thank you.